Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3382 BN. Today's date is June 19th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Washington Post Begins Change of Batter Narrative. Does Trump still have foreign policy powers? Talk about our health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, we can see they are now building the narrative for the change of batter. The Washington Post, they put out an opinion piece saying, hey, you know something? We should get rid of Kamala Harris and we should replace her with Hillary Clinton. Now, once again, yes, they are building the narrative, but how are their people going to take it? Because if you replace a black woman with a white woman, the people are going to be looking at this going, whoa, what just happened here? Now, I do believe this is to wake people up, to make people think, and people say this is not a good idea. I don't think Hillary Clinton has the popularity to pull this off. Now, they might put her in, but I don't think she can actually pull this off in the end for what they really need. Plus, we have that problem with Obama in the basement. Or is he not in the basement? Maybe he's sitting right next to Joe in the actual Oval Room. But once again, we know that Obama is controlling the show. He's the one that is calling the shots. And with Hillary there, is that going to be a lot more difficult? Most likely, yes. Because again, these people, they're pretty stubborn. They don't want to listen to anybody else. So who do you put in there that will listen to you? Well, your husband, your wife. That's what you do. So I do believe it's still pointing to Michelle. And I do believe this is to get people talking. This is to wake people up and to start the narrative. Now, I do believe as we get closer and closer to the debates, which is happening on June 27th, and it looks like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not going to make it. He didn't make the cut. It looks like they're going to actually push this very, very hard. Because remember, in August in Chicago is the Democratic National Convention. Now, I do believe what they need to do here is they need to actually show Joe Biden where he's not a complete and utter disaster, because this would make everyone freak out, I do believe, and it's way too early for that. I do believe people need to just to see a little bit of him breaking down, just a little bit where he can't handle himself. Plus, with this debate, what can Trump do? He can bring up all the things from the past, the Russian laptop disinformation campaign, the Alpha Bank hoax, the Steele dossier, impeachment hoax number one, number two, the current indictments, you name it. He can bring all these things up. And I do believe the people that are watching all this, they just need to see a little part, just like when Obama had Biden on stage. You just needed to see a little bit so people start to question this just a little. I don't believe they're going to have him glitching. I don't believe he's going to freeze up. I don't believe he's going to completely implode on himself. I mean, that would be fun. But again, I think they're just going to show that there's something a little off, something's a little wrong with him, and then continually build it up as we go into the month of August. And when he is the guy, that's when they can start making the change. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know the deep state players, they are going to try to use the ballots like they did before. They don't need the people actually to come in person to vote, because again, that doesn't really work for them. They just need people to register, and then they can use that to actually cheat in the elections with the mail-ins. And I do believe they're going to try to do this with everything that they have. Now, I do believe there's going to be two scenarios that might play out in the election. Yes, one is the cyber attack. We've been talking about that for a very long time. But think about it. If they do decide not to use the cyber attack and they decide, okay, let's use our cheating system and let's go for it. Let's see if we can cheat in this election. And it's too big to rig, like Trump says. I do believe in the end, from their agency that they put into place to look into foreign interference in the elections, I do believe they'll probably say that Trump cheated in the election. And they will push back in trying to certify. Now, again, this will lead into what? Into chaos, because again, if they're going to hold back certifying the election, if they're going to say Trump cheated, now this is a complete 180 because they said the elections are completely secure and there is no cheating. This is what they said in 2020, but now they're going to say there is cheating. So they can go down this path and they can try to stop the certification. But I do believe what's going to happen is they are trapped in all this because Trump took the power away from the vice president. Now, if we go with the second scenario, that is the cyber attack. And we know that the deep state players, they've told us we're going into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam back in March of 2020. We know that the IMF told us that the financial system, it is prone to cyber attacks and it could bring down the entire financial system. We know they want to bring us into the central bank digital currency. And how do you bring us there? You need to destroy your own system, but you can't be blamed for it. Plus, we also know they're bringing us to war. And if war is approaching, what are they going to do? They're going to attack the United States. So these are the two scenarios. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they plan for both scenarios. But both scenarios lead to the same exact thing. No matter what happens, they're going to say Trump cheated. If we use their system, they're going to say there was foreign interference. If we don't use their system because of a cyber attack and we use paper ballots, they're going to say there was foreign interference. They will try to make the case any way they possibly can. And no matter what they do, it's going to lead to chaos. Because again, if they push back and they try to stay in power and they don't certify the elections, they're going to say the Trump supporters are very angry. That's why they're out there and they are pushing these riots. You'll have Antifa and other illegals on the other side. They'll be very upset because Trump won the election. So you're going to have both sides, and this is something that the deep state probably actually wants because this will start a civil war. They want this type of chaos so this way they can stay in power, which means most likely they will probably declare martial law. And if you look at either one of these outcomes, they're pretty much the same. But I do believe the cyber attack outcome allows Trump to win by a very big margin to show the deep state players, look, I won, I got the people, and look how much I won by. I think he wants to give them the middle finger. That's my personal opinion, and I think that's what he wants to do. Instead of just, you know, eking out a win using their cheating system. Because again, to cheat in the system, they're not just going to have one day of elections. They're going to have multiple days of elections because they need to bring in the ballots. They need to see how much they need to make up. They need to see the difference and they have to feed them all in. So I do believe no matter which way we look at this, we're heading to the same exact thing. And if you look at the narrative that's being built with war, with cyber attacks that's building now car dealerships, they're being hit. I do believe that they'll probably lean towards the second option with a cyber attack, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that The Hill came out with a very interesting article, and this individual wrote a book about Trump. And in this article, it says that Trump still thinks that he has foreign policy powers. Now, once again, I don't think Trump thinks he does. I think he actually really does, because if you think about what happened on November 3rd, they cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. January 6th, they had an insurrection against the sitting president. Joe Biden was not the sitting president. They didn't certify the elections. They had the insurrection against Trump. This is why he made the announcement, everyone go home peacefully. He was talking to the deep state players. He was talking to Antifa. He was talking to all those people that were involved in the insurrection. This is why they took the tweet down. They didn't want people to see this because, again, they wanted to use this against him later on, that he caused the insurrection. But again, this was the last part of the insurrection. When you read the Insurrection Act, this is what the president must say. And then it's an insurrection, which means the military has been in charge this entire time, keeping the country safe. This way, Trump could wake the people up by putting the resident in position. And when they say Trump believes he has foreign policy powers, no, I do believe he does. Think about all the people that came to Trump Towers. Think about all the leaders that came to Mar-a-Lago. I do believe he's doing business. He's the shadow government of Obama. Remember when Obama was actually following him around the world when Trump was meeting with different leaders, when Trump was in the White House? Obama at that time was the shadow government. This time around, Trump is truly the shadow government. He's the commander in chief, and he does have foreign policy powers. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the Democrats, because if you notice, there are a lot of Democrats now that are being brought up on charges. And New Jersey Democrat kingmaker George Norcross, he was indicted on racketeering charges. So George Norcross, who for decades was the Democrat boss and the kingmaker in New Jersey politics, his brother Philip Norcross, and a few other defendants were charged in a 13-count indictment in case pursued by the state attorney general, Matthew Plackin. According to a 111-page indictment unsealed on Monday, Norcross leads a criminal enterprise in South New Jersey. The entities that benefited included Cooper Health, the insurance firm Connor Strong, and Booklew CSB, then occupied the properties they obtained interest and sold the tax credits they obtained for millions of dollars. And once again, here we have Democrats pretty much doing the same thing as all the other Democrats. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the D's, they have been using pseudonym emails to communicate with each other. And this is outside of their government emails. It's their secret email accounts. We know that Biden, he has many of them. We also know that John Kerry, he has used pseudonym email addresses. And what's very interesting, if we go back a little bit in time to 2015, there was an article in The Hill, and Chilum put this out. It says, Obama, I learned about Clinton's email like everybody else. Fast forward to 2016 in September, the same news organization, The Hill, says newly released doc show Obama used pseudonyms in emails to Clinton. So they were all using the pseudonym emails to communicate. But Obama knew that Hillary Clinton was selling secrets. He knew that she had a server with email addresses and everything else in her home. They all knew. And that reminds me of post 7, which is October 29, 2017. It says, why wasn't Hillary Clinton prosecuted for the emails? Put simply, Obama ultimately okayed by using the non-government email addy to communicate with Clinton. Obama also had an alias along with each of his cabinet members. Therefore, indicting Hillary Clinton would lead to indicting Obama and his cabinet, etc., which would never happen. Remember, he lied about knowing, but that ultimately came out in the dump. Poof. Let's go to post 1504, June 15, 2018. Down below it says the following. What came out in IG report? James Comey Gmail. They all had them. Reread drops private emails. RE convicting Hillary Clinton equals convicting themselves. Why did the entire Hussein admin use private emails? Eric Schmidt is the key. He used to be the head of Google. What a wonderful day. So they're all in on it. They all used private email addresses to communicate with each other. And we know from the dump, Obama used it. We know Hillary Clinton used it. We know John Kerry used it. And we know now that Biden used it. So when you take this and you look at Biden, for example, you know that Obama knew everything that he was doing because they were most likely communicating using their private emails. He knew that he had 20 shell companies. He knew that he was laundering money. He knew that Biden kept classified documents. He knew all of this. They all knew. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. And again, if you go after one, what happens? One leads to another, which leads to another. This would be a complete and utter disaster for them. But I do believe that day is coming, and I do believe Biden was just the beginning, because think about what we've learned since Biden has been investigated. Think about what we've learned with Durham investigating Hillary Clinton. Think about what we've learned from the WikiLeaks dump. People now are starting to understand that this is one gigantic criminal syndicate, and they've been using private emails, John Kerry and the rest. So it's not going to be that far of a stretch when I do believe Michelle Obama comes into play that people start to see other evidence of what they've done and the communications that they were having between each other. Even if they deleted their emails, even if they had drafts, it is still captured. Nothing is ever deleted. So in the end, when Trump says he caught them all, he truly caught them all. He caught them spying on them. He caught them in treasonous acts. He caught them in overthrowing the United States government. He caught them in overthrowing the duly elected president. He caught them in it all. And the people, they're starting to see it. And remember, you need to drip this out a little bit slowly, but I do believe this is going to drip, 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 and you're going to see a huge flood because now we're coming closer to the presidential election. It took a long time for the evidence to come out against Biden. I do believe it's going to be a lot faster with Obama, with Hillary Clinton and the rest. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we see Jim Jordan now. He is threatening Letitia James with a subpoena over Trump's prosecutor. So he wrote a letter to New York Attorney General Letitia James because she failed to comply with providing information his committee seeks regarding the top prosecutor in Trump's Manhattan criminal case, Matthew Colangelo, who previously worked in her office. And they want information. Now, remember, Colangelo, he's the one also that put the kibosh on the 2020 rigging investigations. He just pretty much shut it all down. So this individual is deep in the criminal syndicate. We know this. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more come out very, very soon. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the border is wide open. We could see there are individuals coming to this country that are criminals. They are now raping and murdering the citizens of this country. And the people, they're seeing this every single day. And it's just getting worse and worse as time goes on. And it's waking up a lot of people. And people know that the Biden administration reversed everything that Trump had in place. We didn't see this under Trump. We didn't see any of this. But Biden, he put this out, not really him, but this is out on X, and it says, 2 weeks ago, I did what the Republicans in Congress refused to do. I took action to secure our border. I restricted unlawful crossings and enabled quicker decisions on asylum. And since we implemented my order, border encounters have dropped by 25%. Yeah, pretty much, he didn't do any of this. Thomas Mouser responded to them and says, no one believes this. If this is all he had to do to reduce illegal immigration, why didn't he do it 3 years ago? And he's absolutely right. All he had to do is put everything back in the place that he reversed when he came into office. I mean, he shut down the border wall. He immediately defunded it. He had an emergency declaration withdrawn. Deportation of illegal aliens was paused. Remain in Mexico policy terminated. They bust in individuals. Now they're flying them in. And they fought with Texas to make sure Texas didn't put up barbed wire, fencing to keep the illegals out. But since Texas took control of their border, people coming in is down 74% or so. And that's what it looks like when you have a secure border. And I do believe that the people see this. The people understand it. They understand what's really going on here. And we know that there was an individual that was caught in New York who actually raped a woman, then killed her. And what's very interesting is that the fake news, and that's why they're the fake news, CBS, NBC, they completely omitted that this individual was an illegal alien. So they pretended that, oh, no, he's not an illegal alien. We're just going to leave that part out. Why? Because they work for the criminal syndicate. They are the mouthpiece for the criminal syndicate. They put out propaganda. And it's not just CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN. It's also Fox News. Trump actually put out a truth about Fox News, and he says the following. Nobody can ever trust Fox News, and I am one of them. With the weak and ineffective rhino Paul Ryan on its board of directors, he's a total lightweight, a failed and pathetic speaker of the House, and a very disloyal person. Romney was bad, but Paul Ryan made him look worse. As a team, they never had a chance. Rupert and Lachlan, get that dog off your board. You don't need him. All you need is Trump. Make America great again. And yes, Fox News is the Rhino Network. And once again, you can see Trump is calling them out. And all these different stations, they're put into place to leave certain information out, to feed you propaganda, and to lead you down a certain path. And this is basically what they've been doing for a very, very long time. Because remember, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. And yes, they play both sides. Why? Because they want to keep everyone divided. But again, I do believe with what Trump is doing, and since he's showing the people the truth here, the people actually are coming together. I know the deep state players, they want people separated. They want it divided by race, by class, by religion, you name it, by party affiliation. But think about what's been happening lately. Trump, by showing the deep state, showing the Democratic Party, showing who the rhinos are, the people now are starting to see who the true enemy is, and the people are coming together. And I do believe they're going to continue to come together. And this is something the deep state players do not want, because once the people are united, they're going to be pointing the finger at the true enemy. And they don't want the people pointing the finger at them. So they're going to try to stop that, and they're going to try to keep us divided. And this is why they keep pushing division on we the people. And they're going to keep doing this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see Trump, I do believe he laid a trap, just another trap, for the deep state players. And we know the Supreme Court ruled on bump stocks. But I want to go back a little bit in time here. Remember back in 2010, 2012, Obama, he made bump stocks legal. And in 2010, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives determined that because bump stocks don't have any moving parts, they are a firearm part and could not be regulated as a firearm under existing gun laws. The ATF reached a similar conclusion in 2012. And remember, then we had this Las Vegas shooting in 2017. Wasn't this individual using a bump stock? Now think about why Obama wanted to make bump stocks legal. He wanted them legal. Why? What was the main mission of Obama? His main mission was to get the weapons away from the people. So if he made bump stocks illegal, well, then no one could actually carry out a mass shooting, because the bump stock allows your AR-15 to act like almost like a machine gun where you can rapid fire. So again, remember, Trump was not supposed to win. Hillary Clinton was. So I do believe Obama wanted to keep this legal because Hillary Clinton was supposed to finish up the rest, and Hillary Clinton was going to have mass shootings, and they were going to make a huge case, not about the bump stocks, but about the weapons. Trump came in 2017 to 2018, and he made the bump stocks illegal. Think about why he did that, because he knew the people would then go to the Supreme Court. They would sue, and the Supreme Court would rule, no, they're legal. Then you have a Supreme Court ruling. So let's see, Obama, legal, wanted to have a major mass shooting so he could take the weapons away from the people. Trump said illegal. Supreme Court ruling says they are legal. And then we have Schumer and the Democrats now, since the Supreme Court just ruled, they were trying to ban bump stocks. I mean, really think about this for a second. So here we are. And do they just want to ban bump stocks? No, they really want to ban a lot more. But think about it. Since bump stocks are completely legal, this is a major problem for them, because now the people can defend themselves, and they can defend themselves very, very well. This is something they never, ever wanted. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they trapped them in all of this. And sometimes you need to lead them down a certain path so they do what you want them to do. And I do believe this is exactly what happened. And think about what is happening out in El Salvador. Because as soon as the new president was brought into his presidency, he started to clean up El Salvador. He created prisons. He rounded up all the criminals, all the MS-13 gang members. And then all of a sudden, everything changed in his country. We had Milei out in Argentina. He won his election. As soon as he came in, he fired a lot of people in government. Inflation is way down. Now he's going to tackle crime. And now he's visiting El Salvador to get pointers on what to do to clean up Argentina. I do believe in the end, these two countries are going to be extremely safe and they're going to be beautiful. And I wouldn't be surprised if Milei's out there And he's probably going to talk about Bitcoin too. And you're going to see major changes in these countries. These are the templates. And other countries are looking at these countries saying, we want to do the same thing. We want a country like that. They're getting rid of poverty. They're getting rid of crime. They're not doing business with the private West Central Bank the way they used to. And their country is flourishing. This is something the deep state players, the central bank, never wanted anyone to see. They like to keep this hidden from the people, but it's all turning now. What do you think is going to happen with all those countries that are turning on their installed leaders, like in France, in the UK, because Nigel Farage is now making a major, major move. And I do believe we're going to see huge changes in the UK. What do you think is going to happen to these countries when they start to deport all these people? When people are actually arrested for crimes? When people are given their weapons back? What do you think are going to happen in these countries? The countries are going to flourish, just like Argentina and El Salvador. But again, the deep state players, they never wanted people to see this. They never wanted anyone to see what would happen if you're not using the private West Central Bank, where you're actually creating your own currency. What would happen if you use the rule of law and you arrested people? See, once you see that, people say, why do we have this? And then people say, yeah, we got to change this. Now, here in the United States, I do believe people are going to see a very, very different country when Trump is in the White House. Because what is he going to do? Almost the same thing that El Salvador is doing and same thing that Argentina is doing. He's going to round up the illegals, round up the criminals, and he's going to fix the economy by removing us from the private West Central Bank system, which means he's going to make us energy independent, bring companies back to this country. You're going to see a country like we've never seen before. And think about it, with all this money, with the country prospering, think about what our infrastructure is going to look like. I mean, everything is decrepit now, falling apart. We're not technologically advanced. I think we're going to take this country and move it light years ahead of where we should be right now. I think we're way, way, way behind. And I do believe once the people see this and the rest of the world sees this, people are going to be shocked. But again, we got to get there. And I do believe Trump setting up this path and showing the people the truth, this is how we're going to take this all back and make the country great again. And again, to wake up the people of this country, remember, it's not just one group. We need to wake up the American people. The American people must see the truth. The American people must take back the country. And that includes Republican, Independent, Dependent, Democrat. It includes Black, White, Asian, you name it. The people must see it. They must understand. And I do believe the people are seeing it. And the people are going to see a lot more. But when we look at what's happening out in the Middle East, what we see what's happening out in Russia and North Korea and out in Taiwan, we can see that things are now building and they're going to continue to build. They don't happen overnight. They build over time. Because if they just happen overnight, it'd be very, very easy to see. You would be able to understand who's responsible for it. But if you do it slowly, methodically over time, it looks like it's a natural progression and we're heading into war. And no one really questions it. But I think what Trump did here, just like with everything else, with inflation and everything else, he accelerated it all. And now people are going to see it build up very, very quickly. And that's exactly what we're seeing. What's very interesting is that 230 million U.S. aid pier in Gaza may be dismantled by early July after just 10 days in operation. It's a complete and utter failure. What a waste of money. A waste of $230 million. That could go to the people of this country. It could go to our veterans. There are so many other places that we can use this money. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Yale, they were caught in the act. They illegally concealed $15 million in donations from Qatar. So a shocking discovery has surfaced that Yale University failed to disclose over $15 million in donations from Qatar. The timing could not be worse for the university's reputation after the anti-Semitism that has been displayed in colleges across the nation over the last 8 months. The Institute for the Study of Global Anti-Semitism and Policy released a report detailing their findings. They claim that Yale received at least $15,925,000 from Qatar alone, but only reported $284,000. In July 2019, at the Department of Justice, in D.C., Dr. Charles Asher Small, executive director of the Institute for the Study of Global Anti-Semitism and Policy, presented the findings of an ISGAP research project, which began in 2012, entitled Follow the Money. This ongoing research project examines the illicit funding of U.S. universities by foreign governments, foundations, and corporations that adhere to and promote anti-democratic and anti-Semitic ideologies with connections to terrorism and terror financing. And the project revealed for the first time the existence of substantial Middle Eastern funding to U.S. universities, primarily from Qatar. Very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that out in Taiwan, we can see that the deep state players, they are now providing Taiwan with missile systems. Ministry of National Defense put this out and said, "We appreciate the U.S. providing us with Switchblade 300 loitering missile systems, the Altus 600MV UAVs, and related equipment to enhance our ability to meet current and future threats in accordance with Taiwan Relations Act." So right now, Taiwan is building up their arsenal. China is looking to make moves into Taiwan. And I do believe Biden and the deep state players are going to be caught in the middle of this. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster, just like Ukraine is a complete and utter disaster, just like Afghanistan is a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe with Biden's policies, what's happening in Israel and Gaza is a disaster. But actually, Israel is removing the terrorists. Actually, out in Ukraine, Putin is removing the terrorists. I do believe Xi is going to be removing the terrorists. Now, like we said yesterday, Putin, he was visiting North Korea. And now it looks like North Korea and Putin, they have an agreement and they have a defense agreement. It doesn't mean that if North Korea fires the missiles and starts World War III, Putin's going to come to the rescue of North Korea. I do believe they have this in place to try to ward off something happening with the deep state players. Now, if Russia is attacked, I do believe most likely North Korea will stand with Russia. Clandestine put this out and said, "Scenes from North Korea's parade for Putin. It's safe to say whose side the DPRK are on for World War III. Russia, China, North Korea, India, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, Iran, etc., all getting very friendly with one another, and Biden's regime, NATO, are entirely to blame. And when you look at what is happening out in North Korea, yes, there's banners with Putin on it, with Kim Jong-un. There are red banners streaming down the buildings. You have the soldiers marching in the streets. It looks very, very similar to Nazi Germany during the day when World War II was beginning. And we could see that, yes, there is an agreement, there is a partnership, but it's not really a treaty where Russia is going to come to the defense of North Korea if North Korea starts a nuclear war. But I do believe making this bond right now, they will stick together if war does start. Talk about our health. In these challenging times, it's more important than ever to prioritize our health and the health of our loved ones. But here's a hidden threat that's been quietly affecting millions of hardworking folks like you, a sluggish and overworked liver. Just like how our traditional values are under attack, your liver is under constant assault by GMOs, microplastics, toxins, fluoride, and all of the stuff that you might not even know about. It's time you take action. That's where Pure Health Research comes in with their groundbreaking supplement, Liver Health Formula. The natural ingredients and nutrients in the formula are designed to support your liver's natural detox process for head-to-toe revitalization, shed unwanted pounds, and maintain an enjoyable, active lifestyle. Liver Health Formula is made using all the highest quality, carefully selected ingredients. It has 11 powerful, clinical proven ingredients to detoxify and rejuvenate your liver at the cellular level. As a special offer to my listeners, you can try Liver Health Formula and get a free one-month supply of nano-powered omega-3 to support your heart health as well. This is an exclusive offer to my audience. Visit getliverhelp.com/x22 now to claim your exclusive gift and take a proactive step towards a healthier, more vibrant you. That's getliverhelp.com/x22 or click the link in the description. Not if North Korea kicks it off. Now think about it. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they've been working with Kim Jong-un, working with Putin, working with Xi, working with Modi. And I do believe all of this is to trap them in their 16-year plan. Because remember, the deep state players, their entire plan is to do what? To bring us to World War III. So if you know the plan, you know the playbook, you get the leaders together, and you simulate what is going to happen to scare the people of the world to wake up, because the decision is going to be very, very clear. You want open borders, or do you want everyone deported? When there's an event, I think everyone's going to say, oh, we want everyone deported. Do you want a strong economy? Do you want to be energy independent? Or do you want a weak economy? And you don't want to be energy independent. You want to be dependent on solar panels and windmills and EVs. Do you want war or do you want peace? Trump, he is making it very, very easy for the people to decide during the 2024 election. It's either you want this or you want that. And I do believe people, when they look at this, they're going to say, okay, I don't want a crashing economy. I want a strong economy. I don't want war. I want peace. I want closed borders. I don't want open borders. I think it's going to become very, very clear on who the people are going to vote for. Now, once again, yes, there's a lot of Republicans, a lot of people that are awake. They already know this. They're already voting for Trump. That's not what this is all for. This is for the rest of the country that is still sleeping. It's for the rest of the country that are still confused or they're still voting for the D's. As Trump and the Patriots bring them down this path, this will wake these people up. I remember, think about it. There was a time, and I'm not talking about when Trump came down the escalator. There are many people that have been sleeping up until this point, until COVID hit, until the open borders. Then they started to wake up and they started to say, whoa, what's going on here? The rest of the people are going to wake up during World War III. They're going to wake up during an economic collapse because this affects everyone. And nobody wants a nuclear war. Nobody wants an economic collapse. Now, there might be a small portion of people that want this because they want the country destroyed. Who are these people? Well, you're watching them now. It's Antifa. It's the criminals on the street. It's the illegals. They're the ones who want an economic collapse. They're the ones who want war. And yes, it's all the installed politicians. They want this too because they want this country destroyed. But the American citizen, the people who live here, they don't want this. So if they don't want this, they are going to push back. They are going to say, we do not want war. And every day that passes, people are learning quite a bit. They're learning what the deep state has done to us during COVID. And if you go back in time, Trump was pushing hydroxychloroquine. Trump was saying, this can be used. This could be used as a vaccine. It could treat people. The deep state stopped this. They wanted everyone to use the bioweapon. Trump, instead of keeping the country closed, he said, let's open it up. Let's open up the schools. Let's open up businesses. He was countering their plan. Their plan was to keep everyone in their home, everything shut down for 10 years until they had a vaccine. He accelerated this. He pushed them into doing what they were going to do. Now, remember, over this period of time, hundreds of millions of people would have died off. Why? Because the entire economic system would have collapsed. Supply chains would have collapsed. You wouldn't be able to find food. People would go crazy in their homes. And they would finish off the people with the bioweapon. So he never said, take it, you'll be great. He said hydroxychloroquine. He said, let's put the children back in school. Let's open everything up. He was countering their plan. And when people say, well, he was pushing the vaccine. No, he was pushing hydroxychloroquine. He was pushing that. He was leading with that. It was up to you to do the research. It was up to you to make sure that whatever you're putting in your body is safe. You should never, ever believe anyone when they say, oh, just take this. Not even your own doctor. You should do your own research. You should look at the drugs. What are the side effects? What's really going on here? Because again, they really don't tell you. Because they are controlled and brainwashed by the pharmaceutical companies. So it's always been up to we the people for everything. Never, ever believe the government. They must prove it to you every single time. And that's just not with the bioweapon, with anything. Prove it. You want to do something? Prove it. And this is what people must do for now on. The government must be held accountable for everything they do. They want to spend money? Prove it. And I do believe we should have we should be completely transparent. We should see the receipts. And again, like I said before, if they don't go through with it, they must repay it all. Because if they just lost the money, the project's never done, It's not we the people that are going to pay for it. It's them. They will pay for it. They are the representatives. They're the ones who are managing it. They screwed up. You pay every single dime back to we the people. That's how it works. But again, if you go back in time, Trump let everyone know, don't listen to Fauci. We got to open the schools up. COVID doesn't affect the young, and it doesn't. They didn't need to wear masks. They didn't need to get vaccinated. They need none of this. Take a listen to what he said.
They should open the schools, absolutely. I think they should. And it's had very little impact on young people. And I think that if you're an instructor, if you're a teacher, a professor, and you're over a certain age, like let's say 65, or maybe even if you want to be conservative, 60, perhaps you want to stay out for a little while longer. But I think you should absolutely open the schools. Our country's got to get back, and it's got to get back as soon as possible. And I don't consider our country coming back if the schools are closed. And it's had very little, very unusual situation. It's had very little impact on young people. And I would strongly say they should open. It's up to the governors. It's the governor's choice. But their state is not open if the schools aren't open. So, again, it's had very little impact on young people. And I think they should open their schools.
And he's absolutely right. And he did this on purpose to counter everything that they were trying to do. And now when you look back in time and you look what he did, it's starting to make sense of what he's done here. And all those people that were forcing the vaccine on we the people, trying to mandate it, they are the ones who knew how deadly it really was. The pharmaceutical companies, Fauci, Biden, you name it, the CDC, the FDA, they all knew. They knew what the documents said. They knew it all. And now they have a vaccine that is ready to go for the bird flu. How many people are going to stick out their arm and just take it this time? I don't think it's going to be that many. I think people are a lot smarter this time around. And now they're logically thinking, go, you know something? You want me to take this? Prove it. Prove it. I want to see the science. I want to see it all. I'm not just going to believe you. And we're not going to do what we did before with anything, with war, with COVID, with any other type of virus or anything else that they want to do. Now, you could see the deep state players, they are continually pushing their agenda with the whole trans movement, pronouns, you name it. And what's very interesting is that the world's largest pilot union, they have called to eliminate the term cockpit, manpower, and other masculine generalizations for equity. Well, again, what they're doing here is precision of language. If you saw the movie The Giver or read the book The Giver, what they're trying to do is they're trying to confuse everyone. And in the end, you won't even know what words actually mean. Everyone will have short hair. They'll wear a gray outfit. Everyone will look like a pat. And no one will have individuality. And basically, that's what they want this world to be. They want everyone confused. And they don't want us knowing anything about any of the words. I mean, think about it. They're saying that women don't have cervix. They have front holes. I mean, really think about this for a second. You could see where all this is headed. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the deep state players, the Biden administration, they don't want people stopping their plan. And their plan is for the next generation. It's the children. They've always been going after the children. And this is why they continually push the sex change operations. This is why they're putting these children on these drugs. Because again, from the studies, children will just grow out of it. They don't want the children to grow out of it because the next generation, they want them confused. They want them depressed. They want them mutilated. They don't want the children to function. It's a lot easier to control them in this way. And what's very interesting is that there was a nurse in a Texas children's hospital and she blew the whistle on what she has seen in this hospital, Vanessa Sivage. She was a registered nurse at Texas Children's Hospital. She saw a dramatic rise in the number of transgender children and treated at the hospital beginning in 2021. And these patients struggled with depression, anxiety, addiction, suicide attempts, physical abuse, and discomfort with puberty. Instead of addressing these underlying psychological conditions, what did the doctors do? They diagnosed them with gender dysphoria and assigned them to a regimen of gender-affirming care. And what's very interesting about this is that FBI agents showed up at her house and someone reported her for blowing the whistle. And now we have the SS actually speaking to her and telling her, listen, you better stop this. Stay in your lane or else. Basically, they're threatening this woman. Isn't this what happened in Nazi Germany? The SS would come to your house. Soon, the SS is going to arrest people for no reason, or maybe murder them for disobeying a rule that is not really a law. Oh, wait, the ATF did do that. We're starting to see very similar things now, aren't we? And yes, it's getting worse and worse. And you could see that these individuals, they hate Western civilization. They're trying to remove it completely. And what's very interesting is that a climate cultist vandalized a 3,500-year-old rock formation at Stonehenge to battle global warming. Now, once again, are they really doing this to battle global warming? I mean, what does a 3,500-year-old rock formation have to do with global warming? They weren't even using fossil fuels back then. I mean, they were using hammers and chisels to cut the stone. But think about who's pushing this. Well, who's funding this climate emergency fund? It looks like it's Abigail Disney, the grandniece of Walt Disney, Rory Kennedy, the daughter of Robert Kennedy, and the Onward Together Foundation, co-founded by Hillary Clinton. And there are many others. So really think about this for a second. Think about why they're doing this. Well, it's just the same as Antifa and everything else. It's all part of the same system. They're trying to destroy history. They want to rewrite history. That's what they really want to do. But it's not going to work. The people see this, and the people are getting more and more pissed off every single day. And by the way, these people were arrested there. They might be released, but they were arrested. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players. They're trying to convince everyone that there's no crime. With all the illegals coming in, crime isn't going up. But again, they have told the reporting agencies not to report on the crime. And Gavin Newsom announced 167% increase in retail theft. Now, I thought there wasn't any crime anymore, but it looks like there is. And the fact is, and this is coming from Philly Phil on X, the fact is that the states have stopped reporting to the FBI. Just a community note. All independent data shows a mass increase in crime. People have experienced it and people have witnessed it. And when you look at the conflicting reports on violent trend, you can see it very, very clearly. It says 2022 FBI crime statistics show a 1.7% decline in violent crime compared to 2021. But the Bureau of Justice Statistics National Crime Victimization Survey shows a 44% increase. The two Justice Department reports have never disagreed so much on violent crime year over year trend. And it's very, very easy to see. And why are they disagreeing? Because one is not reporting, the other is. And again, you can see that crime is on the rise. Now, if crime is on the rise, and they're saying that crime isn't on the rise, why does Seattle need to hire illegal immigrant dreamers as law enforcement officers after losing 700 officers in 5 years? If crime is so low and where there is no crime, why do they have to hire illegals? Now, think about this for a second. People who came into this country illegally are going to join the police force, and these criminals are then going to arrest American citizens? I mean, really think about this for a second. Think about what this has turned into. It's absolutely unbelievable. Just like what is happening out in the White House. And you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the Hunger Games. Remember the Capitol, where all the people in the Capitol had colored hair, they're wearing these crazy outfits. They would throw up their food if they got full so they could eat a lot more. Well, when you look at the White House today and you look at the Biden administration and you look around other government offices, you're starting to see the same exact thing. And if you look in the different cities, the criminals are running the cities. And that reminds me of Batman with Bane, where they were running the show. So you have two things playing out at once. But what's very interesting, and Libs of TikTok put this out on X, it says, this is what's going on at the White House. They thought of this, filmed it, then posted it purposely. So they had the crew from Queer Eye show up at Kamala Harris's door and they filmed the whole thing. Aren't we having problems in the Middle East? Aren't we having problems down at the border? Isn't the economy crashing? And this is what they have time for? this is what everyone is seeing. They're seeing the clown show. And people are just scratching their head going, what has this country turned into? And that's the whole point of all of this. Trump had to show the people. And the only way to show the people is to throw it in your face. Everything that you're witnessing, and I'm not talking about the people that are awake. I know people are getting pissed off because you're awake and you want this to be over with. This is all being thrown in people's faces every single day to wake people up. Do you see how Biden can't function? Can you see the clowns in the White House? Can you see the economy falling apart? Can you see them lying to you about the economy? Can you see the border as it's wide open, how it destroys the cities, destroys neighborhoods, destroys the country? Can you see it when war approaches? Can you see them trying to bring us to war? Can you see who's trying to bring us to peace? This has been accelerated. This is so people can see it. So people wake up. That's the whole point of this. If we're going to take back the country, you need to see the criminal syndicate. You need to see the two-tier justice system. You need to see it all. And that's what people are seeing. And those people that are awake, yes, they're getting angry. They're getting pissed off. Why is this happening? Because it has to happen. It has to. This has to happen to wake the rest of the people up. It has to wake up all the D's. And I'm not saying 100%. Majority of people need to wake up. They need to understand who the enemy is once and for all to take back this country. This is not just a four-year election. We had a four-year election. It was proven that if you just have a four-year election and these people stay in power, what do? They reverse everything. Did they reverse everything on the border? Did they reverse everything Trump did with the economy? Did they reverse the peace deal out in the Middle East? Did they reverse everything that he had in place? Yes. So this is not about a four-year election. This is about taking back the country. Because if Trump is in office for 4 years and we don't destroy the deep state players and we don't take back the country, we don't expose the criminal syndicate, we don't bring them to trial, what do you think is going to happen in the next 4 years and the 4 years after that? They haven't gone away. It's going to be what you saw from 2016 to 2020, from 2020 to 2024. Nothing changes. They just reverse everything. So this is not just a four-year election. This is about taking the country back, showing the people the truth. It's not just about Trump getting elected. He's already commander in chief. It's about waking every person up. It's about making every person see the criminal syndicate. See who they really are, who the enemy really is. If you don't know who the enemy is, how are you going to fight for the country? You can't. It's like physical war. If you don't know who the enemy is, how are you going to fight them? Yeah, you might have your gun. You might have hand grenades. You might have ammunition. You might have the best technology ever. But if you don't know who the enemy is, who are you fighting? Trump needed to show you the enemy first. That's who you are seeing now. That's who the people of this country are seeing. And a lot of people aren't awake yet. Now, we have seen the enemy in regards of January 6th. We know that the FBI, the Capitol Police, Antifa, Pelosi, and many others, they were involved in this. We know that the January 6th Unselect Committee was involved in this. FOIA fan put this out and said the following. Shot chaser. FOIA response suggests that someone lied about why the crooked January 6th committee hid the transcript of Trump's driver and other Secret Service agents. So they were hiding the evidence because they were lying. We know they were lying. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the House GOP, they have moved to reverse the January 6th committee subpoena against Trump advisors days before Steve Bannon is set to report to prison. Julie Kelly explains. Here is the part of the new resolution declaring the J6 Select Committee illegitimate and seeking to rescind subpoenas for Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, Mark Meadows, and Dan Scavino. The resolution also asked Congress to nullify the vote to hold all four in contempt of Congress. The resolution is sponsored by Representative Eric Burleson. So far, the resolution has 24 GOP co-sponsors, including Tom Massey, MTG, Andy Biggs, Jim Banks, and Anna Paulina Luna. We need every GOP vote to make this happen. And they absolutely do. And these people should not be going to prison whatsoever. The January 6th committee was one gigantic hoax. It wasn't bipartisan. It wasn't even sanctioned. And I do believe, hopefully, that this will work. But when you look at it and you look at the number of Republicans, they should all sign on for this. Every single one of them. And that tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like they are now building the narrative for the change of batter. And the Washington Post now, they have put out an opinion piece. And the Washington Post columnist, she is now saying that Hillary Clinton should replace Kamala Harris on Biden's ticket. So columnist Kathleen Parker wrote a column that she discusses how Hillary Clinton should replace Kamala Harris. Now, I do believe this is going to be a problem. They could try it, but I don't believe this is going to work. And very interesting, old school Eddie responded to this and said, that will go over well, replace the crazy black woman with a crazy white woman. And that's absolutely true. But I do believe what they might be doing is they might be paving the way and creating the narrative and having people think like, no, we can't have Hillary Clinton. I mean, we could change her with anyone else, but not Hillary Clinton. And I do believe this might be paving the way where people are rejecting Hillary Clinton and they're saying, who else do we have? And that's when Michelle Obama comes in. But again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. What we do know is a change of batter is coming. And we could see that they're prepping for this. Remember, I do believe they need to have Biden be the complete nominee in August, because that's when they're having the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I do believe that the debate on June 27th is going to show that, yes, his mental abilities are breaking down. They're going to start the narrative at that point. Trump's going to hit him pretty darn hard. I don't think he's going to freeze up. I don't think he's going to completely break down and just fall apart. I think you'll see some strange things, just like you saw when they had their LA fundraising and Obama had to drag him off the stage because he froze up. I do believe he might mess up some words. He might do some strange things. But do I think it's going to be an all-out disaster? No, I think what the deep state players are doing, and I think Obama especially, they just want people to see. And how do you get people to see? You televise it to everyone and you allow them to see the truth finally. And as we get closer and closer to the convention, he'll be the person, but he will start to break down very, very rapidly. And since people saw what happened in the debate there, people then will see other things that are happening to him. And people will say, okay, yeah, I don't know if he's going to be able to make it. I think we need to, change him. Do we have anyone else? Now, if they did this beforehand, I think they would have a major, major problem. A lot of other people would say, I'd like to come into the race right now because he's not going to make it. So I think they're waiting after the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. So this way it's only him, and this way they can bring in the person that they want. And I still believe it's going to be Michelle Obama. I mean, if it's Hillary Clinton, it's going to come full circle anyhow. Trump's going to go after them. But let's see how this all plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is we could see people are definitely leaving the Democratic Party. And we're seeing this more and more as time goes on. Democrat mega fundraiser Allison Hunn is now supporting Trump. She sells millions of dollars worth of Democratic memorabilia to support Trump. The Progressive Party has lost their way, and they definitely have. And it's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. But again, just like in 2020, we know that they're going to cheat. They don't need the rallies. They don't need any of this because, again, they're depending on their cheating system. And like we talked about yesterday, all they need is the illegals to register. They just need the ballots to flow in to the election systems where they can use the ballots. And what's very interesting is that the African Methodist Episcopal Church has a precinct level ballot counting election operation. Poll workers in key counties, Fulton, Georgia, Wayne, Michigan, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Clark, Nevada, Maricopa, Arizona, Dane, Wisconsin. The ballot counting doesn't need to happen all over the state, just at the key urban county level. The DNC operation, Obama BLM Network, concentrates heavily on the ballot harvesting. When they turn those ballots over to the county level precinct workers, that's where the AME Church Network and South Carolina Representative James Clyburn come into play. The DNC no longer focuses on controlling the Secretary of State or Attorney General approach. With the George Soros machine running the district attorney level angle, the Democrats only need to concern themselves with the precinct level poll workers' support. Clyburn's AME network is protected by the willfully blind George Soros DAs. It's a one hand washing the other hand proposition. Clyburn knows his network can essentially run the ballot counting operation without fear or concern because Soros has put the DAs in their pocket. And with the media cooperating, if anyone raises an objection or notices something sketchy, the ballot gathering group have the race card to immediate play. So if Trump is winning by 20 million, it's very, very easy for them to bring in 20 million ballots in these centers. And this is why we most likely can't use their cheating system. Because again, even if it's too big to rig, they're going to try to shut it down. They're going to try to say there's a problem, that we need more time to count, just like they did with all the other elections. And this is going to be a major, major problem. But we'll be talking about those alternatives in just a sec. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Michael Whatley put this out, and he said the following: the RNC is fighting for voter ID and absentee ballot safeguards in North Carolina as part of our effort to secure the election integrity in battleground states. RNC NCGOP requests declaratory ruling from NCSBE on unlawful absentee ballot voter ID guidance. And yes, in all these different areas, they're trying to put in place voter ID, one-day voting, and paper ballots. Now, once again, you put these things into place and you need something to happen to use them. And I do believe we're prepared and ready to have an event to actually use paper ballots, to use voter ID, and have people to come in person. So all those people that registered and all these different centers like the AME, that will be meaningless when all this happens. And what's very interesting is we're seeing more and more cyber attacks right now. The CDK global cyber attack shut down most dealerships, their systems nationwide. So this is very interesting that we're seeing more of these cyber attacks, cyber attacking hospitals, cyber attacking the water systems, cyber attacking car dealerships. And I do believe we're going to see this continue as we go throughout the summer. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the U.S. spy agencies, they are ready to warn voters about foreign election interference. Now, remember, they put this task force together to look at foreign election interference. And think about why they've done this. They've done this because they can either go one or two ways. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know the playbook and they're prepared and ready for no matter which way they go. So what's very interesting is that the intelligence agencies are telling us and warning the voters about foreign election interference. Now, remember, they told us that in 2020, there was no foreign interference. So in 2016, we had foreign interference. In 2020, there really wasn't foreign interference. But in 2024, there's going to be foreign interference. I mean, really think about what's happening right now. But what they're doing is they're building the narrative for two scenarios. First, if we use their ballot computer systems and Trump wins, they are now seeding the narrative that foreign governments assisted him in the win, and they will make the case that he cheated. There was foreign interference. That's why they have the task force. Second, since we are headed towards war and they want to destroy their old financial system and bring us into the Great Reset, they could use this to stop the elections with some type of cyber attack. Now, I do believe Trump wants them to go down this path, and we know the elections will not be stopped, and most likely we will go to paper ballots because people will be scared. We've been attacked. The election infrastructure is compromised, and people will have to show that you're a citizen. And this version will show that Trump won a lot. Again, they're going to claim he cheated, that foreign governments assisted him in this win somehow, some way. They'll probably say they brought in paper ballots. So no matter which scenario the outcome is, it's the same. They do not want to give up power. They will try not to certify. They will push the idea that Trump supporters are angry and they're taking to the streets. They will have their foot soldiers made up of illegals, criminals, and Antifa dress up like Trump supporters. They will also have their foot soldiers who are not dressed up, but they're angry that Trump won. In either scenario, they're going to try to put these people on the street. And you're going to have one side that's pissed off because it's not being certified. The other side's going to be pissed off because Trump won the election. And they want both of these to interact and create a civil war. Now, again, they're going to use Antifa. They're going to use the Pedro Front Group. And once again, it's really not going to be the Trump supporters that are out there. It's them doing it all. It's a false flag. But what's very interesting is you could see how the D's, they're trying to make it so the states can stop the certification of the elections. Now, why would they be doing this? They are doing this because they know that the vice president no longer has the authority. So Republican and Democrat officials disagree over whether election boards must certify election results or if they have discretion over certification. County election boards in swing states across the country are engaged in legal battles over election certification ahead of November elections, while others were threatened with legal action if they didn't certify election results. With the presidential election less than 5 months away, county election board members are either initiating or find themselves the subject of legal action over the certification of elections. That process occurs before the state can certify election results. The central issue is whether election boards must certify elections results or if they have discretion over certification. The Democrats largely favoring the former, which is whether election boards must certify election results, and the Republicans believe the latter, if they have discretion over certification. Now, I do believe the states are going to have to certify because, again, if there's no objection, if there's nothing going on, again, the vice president can't send the results back to the states. If they can't send the results back to the states, then they must certify. Think about that for a second. Now, the other interesting thing is that author Rahman Satoudeh, who interviewed Trump at length for his new book, he said that he seemed that Trump seemed to think that he still had some foreign policy powers. And there was one day where he told me he needed to go upstairs to deal with Afghanistan, even though he clearly didn't. Well, how did he know he didn't? Now, think about this. Why would Trump believe, or why would this individual believe, that Trump believes that he still has foreign policy powers? Well, I do believe Trump does have foreign policy powers because on November 3rd, the deep state players and foreign actors, they overthrew the United States government. January 6th, the insurrection was complete against the president of the United States, which was Trump, and the military was activated, which means Trump is the commander in chief and Trump is still dealing with foreign governments. Think about when he was in Mar-a-Lago. There were many different leaders that visited him there. Viktor Orban. Think about when he was in Trump Tower. Who visited him there? Poland's president. He became the latest leader to visit Trump in Trump Tower. And I do believe Trump has been meeting with many different leaders, and they're coming to him. He's not going to them, which I find very interesting, which means I do believe that Trump, being the commander in chief, he's running a shadow government. The military is controlling everything, and the resident and Obama, they are really not controlling that much. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have control. They're dealing with different leaders across the country. And Trump even met with the new president, Milei. Milei came to visit Trump during one of his rallies. So think about what's really happening right now. So I do believe Trump is not imagining this. I do believe he does have the ability to meet with foreign leaders because he is the commander in chief. He is running the country. And the resident was put into place to wake the population up. And we can see that the military needed to maintain control of the country to put this plan in motion. Remember, we have an insurgency happening in this country. Obama kicked it off when he came into office. It continued. It's still continuing. Trump needed a counterinsurgency. Number one, he needed the military. How do you get the military activated? You need the deep state players. You need foreign governments to try to overthrow the government, to have an insurrection. So this way, they hit the exception. The military is now activated. Then you need the people on your side, because without the people, you can't do anything. Yeah, the military can storm in and they can do all these things. But if the country is not with you, it won't work. So Trump, he needed the people on his side. And the only way to get the people on his side was to actually show the people the truth. Have them go down this dark path. Have them see it all. Have them see the enemy. And once they've seen it all and they hit the precipice, and when they hit the precipice, that means they're hitting that point where they have no place to go except towards Trump, because the alternative is nuclear war. That is when he has the people. The counterinsurgency is then complete. And once it's complete, Trump then can go after the deep state, can go after the enemy when the people vote him in. Even though he's the commander in chief, he wants the people to show the deep state players. He wants to show the deep state We're taking the country back, and I've got the people. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.